You're listening to Real World News.
The model is broken. Interview with Tony Clark of the Polaris Institute. Real World Radio interviewed Tony Clark of the Polaris Institute in Canada. He's taking part in the parallel activities to the WTO ministerial meeting in Geneva. He said this meeting is part of the restructuring of the world and the global economy, and the lives of the people in each of our countries is directly affected by decisions that are made here. He said he hopes that the social movements will be able to draw the attention of the ministers that are in Geneva. He said, "We should show this is a critical moment in the world with the finance, food and climate crisis, and that the solutions put forward by the World Trade Organization are not solution, but the cause of many problems that we are experiencing." Clark told Real World Radio that the organizations present in the meeting, like the Korean farmers, the Filipino fisher folk, represent millions of other people who are affected by the decisions on trade made by the WTO. He also described this ministerial meeting as unusual, since it is not a negotiating ministerial, because the ministers will not be directly involved in many negotiations on agriculture, on services, or non-agriculture market access. They are trying to determine what is the role of the WTO in the context of the global crisis. Clark says the ministers are trying to reposition the work of the WTO to make it more relevant to this crisis, while the social movements are trying to say to them and to the rest of the world the solution that they've come up with are wrong. The model is broken, and we have to come up with a new one that is more democratic, transparent, sustainable, and built on justice and equity.
I'm here. I've actually been at all the WTO ministerial meetings since Seattle, and including Seattle. This is part of the restructuring of the world and the global economy, and the lives of people in each of our countries is directly affected by decisions that are made here. And it's extremely important that popular movements that represent people such as farmers and workers and community people from across the world get together to demonstrate our position with regards to the critical issues that are being discussed.
And we are here in this march against these meetings of the WTO, against the WTO and the system that represents the WTO. What do you expect from all these social movements and organizations in these days?
Well, I'm hoping that we're all hoping that the social movements will be able to draw the attention of the ministers that are here to say, look, this is a critical moment in the world right now with the global crisis of finance, the crisis of food, the crisis of climate, and the solutions that have been put forward by the World Trade Organization and what some of us call the neoliberal trade model is not the solution. In fact, it is the cause of many of the problems that we are experiencing.
Okay, Tony, how do you connect the crisis, the different kind of crisis that the world is facing today with the WTO and the organizations that liberal organizations like this WTO?
Well, the organizations that are here are representing to a large extent people that are directly affected by those policies, whether they're in their own countries. And so they've come here. I mean, when you see the Korean farmers, when you see the Filipino fisher folk, when you see people from India that are here, these people are representing millions of other people back home who are directly affected by what is happening here in these decisions made on trade.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. And Tony, do you know what's going on in the official negotiations? What are the main issues that they are trying to negotiate these next days here?
Well, actually, this is an unusual ministerial in the sense that it's not what we call a negotiating ministerial. The ministers will not be directly involved in very many negotiations on agriculture or on services or on non-agriculture market access, those kinds of things they will not be doing here. What they are trying to do is to say, what is the role of the World Trade Organization in the context of the global crises, the economic crisis, the financial crisis, the climate crisis, and the food crisis? What is the role of the World Trade Organization? And I think that they're trying to revive and reposition the work of the World Trade Organization to make it more relevant to these kind of crises that are unfolding. And that's one of the reasons why we're here. We're trying to say to them and to the rest of the world, the solutions that they've come up with are the wrong solutions. The model itself is broken, and we need to come up with a new model for global trade.
Okay, just to finish, Tony, what are the main important aspects of this new model that you are talking about?
Well, it has to be it has to follow some fundamental principles of being much more democratic and transparent, being sustainable and environmentally responsible, and then thirdly, to make sure that it is, of course, just and equitable. And those are the fundamental principles upon which we think a whole new trade system has to be built. We have to emphasize much more regional trade and the strengthening of regional trade ties, because it has to be tied to a model of development that makes sense in the lives and the communities of people locally and regionally. And we have to start building much more from the base up rather than from the top down.
Okay, Tony Clark from the Polaris Institute, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. You're listening to Real World News.